Mike Harding here in the Stone Shed in the Yorkshire Dales with another hour and a lot of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. Thanks for all the emails that keep coming in and for those people who've been on the website and have signed the guest book there. Don't forget the website has got all the previous programmes on it in terms of an archive of podcasts. You can download them and keep them for as long as you want. I better get on with it because there's loads of great stuff, and I'm going to kick off with a track from The Men They Couldn't Hang, a band that are no longer with us, but in the mid-1980s they were paving the way for other bands like The Machine Breakers and Little Johnny England, a fusion, if you like, of punk and folk, which produced a lot of high-energy, damn good stuff. From the album The Defiant, here are The Men They Couldn't Hang with Raising Hell.
Whoa! Let's go on the haul, full speed ahead, ring out the bells, pull up anchor, we're raising hell. Heed where they are, hope where the song, mischief and mayhem are coming on strong. Hurrah, my boys, you led you well, pull up anchor, we're raising hell. And all the glory is on our breath, and in the morning we'll stink like death. But until then, get ready, men. We're raising
album The Defiant, that was The Men They Couldn't Hang with Raising Hell, and they certainly were. Now, regular listeners to the show will know that I'm a huge fan of Sam Gleaves. His album Ain't We Brothers, I think, is just one of the most beautiful albums I've heard in the last 10 years. Great songwriting, beautiful singing, and brilliant musicianship. I've already played the title track, and I'm going to play you another track from it now called Working Shoes. Just listen to the words of this. A perfect folk song, if ever there was.
Mm-hmm. been a right hard winter. They barely made it through. Granny wrung her worn out hands and wondered what to do. When the company man came calling, saying, old lamps for new. Nothing paved the way ahead like Grandpa's working shoe. Grandpa scratched out a little in the belly of that mine. Gave away the light of day a dollar at a time. And a poor man has to wonder just what else he can do. Sing while he's lacing up his brand new working shoe. Springtime come, wages just got lower all the time. Everything the children needed, the script just would not buy. So with nothing left to show for it, and the soles about worn through, nothing walked the picket line like Grandpa's working shoe. Hurried by and Grandpa's dead and gone. Granny prayed her strapping sons would hustle up, come along. And if the time would ever come, it always come too soon. It's grow up quick, hope you'll fit in Grandpa's working shoe. Home at night with cold dust on his sleeve. And I watch our son come running on little wobbly knees. It's then I start to thinking just what I've got to lose. As I watch my little man try on his daddy's working shoe. As I watch my little man try on his daddy's working shoe.
The authentic voice of mountain music, that high, lonesome sound there. Sam Gleaves from the album Ain't We Brothers with Working Shoes. What a fantastic song. Now, Rachel Newton, as many of you know, plays harp and sings in the Gaelic, and she's in the She and the Furrow Collective, both those bands, and Lilias Kinsman Blake plays flute, and she is also in the She. The two of them came together a few months back, I think it was, to make a duo album, which I think is absolutely superb. The album is called Dear Someone, and from it this is the traditional track Bonnie Lassie, sung beautifully.
As I came o'er yon high, high hill, I met a bonny lassie. She was making sair lamento for a soldier laddie. Come awa with me, my lass, come and be my honey. You'll never want for gold nor gear, forget your soldier laddie. Oh, said the bonny lassie, that will never be. Oh, said the bonny lass, you never will have me. My Johnny is the fairest lad ever trod the plain, oh. He's gone to fight in foreign wars and I must find a table. Your Johnny is a fool, he said, to leave a lass like thee, oh. So court another if ye will and come awa' with me, oh. And oh, said the bonny lassie, that will never be. Oh, said the bonny lass, you never will doubt me. She's farm, St. Ginny, I'm your man, oh. I am your bonny soldier lad, fought in France and Spain, oh. Now I've come back to marry thee, I'll never roam again, oh. She flew into a rage, oh. She's knocked him off his good grey horse and mounted in his place, oh. Dug her heels into the horse's side, galloped o'er the plain, oh. Saying, fare thee well, you false young man, you'll ne'er see me again, oh. And oh, said the bonny lassie, that will never be. Oh, said the bonny lassie, you never will have me. And oh, said the bonny lassie, that will never be. Said the bonny lass, you never will have me.
Well, that's what you get for messing around with strong-willed, intelligent women, and it serves you right. Fancy pretending to be somebody else, and then when you come out with it and say, it was me after all, you wonder why she knocks you off your horse and buggers off with it. I love that song. That was Bonnie Lassie from the album Dear Someone, and it was Lilias Kinsman Blake and Rachel Newton, but they just credit themselves on the album as Rachel and Lilias. The percussion on that, cracking percussion as well, was by Paul Jennings. Lovely album, Dear Someone. Now, three award-winning musicians from Newcastle, Northumbrian piper Andy May, who plays with Jez Lowe and the Bad Pennies, as well as Baltic Crossing, guitarist Ian Stevenson, who's been around for a long, long time, plays with Carn and Baltic Crossing, and fiddler Sophie Ball, who was with 422 and is now with the Bottle Bank Band. Three, as I say, great Northeast musicians have come together as the Andy May Trio. I saw Andy May earlier this year in Spain playing with Jez Lowe and the Bad Pennies, and I then thought what a great piper he was. Since then I've got hold of this album and it is truly wonderful. This is the Andy May Trio with Cuckold Come Out of the Amry, and I'm not sure what that means. Thank you. The sweet sound of the Northumbrian pipes, fiddle and guitar together there, with the traditional tune Cuckold Come Out of the Amri. And I've no idea, like I say, what the Amri is. Knowing the northeast, it could either be a kludgy or a kolol. I must find out. The Andy May Trio from the album About Time. Now, I'm going to stay up there in the northeast because the next track comes from a two-track single called Casa Negra Sessions, Volume 1, Jed Grimes and Rob File. Jed Grimes, as many of you know, Radio 2 nominated folk singer, musician and arranger. He worked with Hedgehog Pie, The Hush and lots of other Geordie bands, as well as making a rake of solo albums. Rob File is a guitarist and a songwriter, programmer, and also plays bass on the album. He plays with the group Audio Web. The two of them have made what I think is a fine little two-track single. From it, this is a cracking version of the traditional American ballad, Little Sadie.
Went out one night to make a little round, met a little Sadie and I shot her down. Went back home, got into my bed, 44 pistol lying under my head. I woke up in the morning about 9:30. Hacks and the boogies all standing in line. Gents and the gamblers standing all around, taking little Sadie to her burying ground. I began to think of what a deed I'd done. Grabbed my hat and away I run. Made a good run, but a little too slow. Overtook me in Jericho. I was standing on the corner reading the bill. Up stepped the sheriff from Thomasville. She said, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down? I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee. Murdered little Sadie in the first degree. First degree in the second degree. You got any papers, won't you serve them on me? Took me downtown, dressed in black. Put me on the train and they started me back. Found me back in that Thomasville jail. Had no money to grow my and the jury, they took their stand. The judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to weather ball and strike.
Jed Grimes on banjo, as well as everything else, bouzouki, guitar, and Rob File. Let me see what he's on here. Was I right? Yes, keyboards, programming, and bass. Nice. Love that version of Little Sadie. Great stuff. Now, Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band are about to release a new album. Eliza's on the road with a rather large, small orchestra. Looks great, and from what I've heard so far, it sounds great. They've just released a two-track single, a bit like Jed Grimes and Rob, and from it this is a cracking version of Ewan McCall's great song, The Fittest Song.
I can fix you anything, count out to a spade. I can fix a dodgy gearbox, mend a broken tread, decoke a Leyland engine while I'm standing on my head. So shift, boys, shift, do the job and draw your pay.
It wasn't me, Trigger Happy, on the fader. That is the way the track actually ends. The Fittest Song, Eliza Carthy and the Wayward Band. That's my two-track single. The Fittest Song, written by Ewan McCall, who wrote The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, The 30-Foot Trailer, Dirty Old Town, Sweet Thames Flows Softly, The Moving On Song, and so many other great songs. That song, I think, was written for one of the radio ballads, Song of a Road, about the building of the M1. Now, I'm going to play another track from Three Hat Trio's album, Dark Desert Night. I've described this genre as desert noir, but I'm probably completely wrong. But it's certain that these guys live in the desert, and then it's got a huge influence on their music. However, this next song I'm going to play you is less Desert Noir and is a version of Marrow Bones, or The Blind Man He Could See. It's a great story, so listen very carefully to the words. The version here, the desert version of Marrow Bones, is called Carry Me Away. And I think there's been a little bit of a mishearing somewhere in the traditional process, because the lines that I know as "She loved her husband dearly, but another man twice as well," here comes out as "She loved her old man dearly, but another man's wife as well," which is as may be, but I don't think that's exactly how the English version happens. But never mind, I'm being pedantic.
Drugstore to see what she could find, something from the doctor to make her old man blind. Dim dum da da ray, carry me away. The light is growing dimmer, I cannot see the ground. I'll go down to the seashore, I'll jump right in and drown. She took him by the right hand and out to yonder shore. I need your help, dear wifey, you'll have to shove me more. Dim dum da da ray, carry me away. She backed and took a run to push her old man in. He stepped to the one side and she went headlong in. She began to scream and she began to squall. I'm sorry, my dear wifey, I can't see at all. Dim dum dum da re, dum dum re, dim dum dum da re, dim dum da.
Cracking version there of a song known this side of the pond as Marrow Bones, Johnny Sands, or The Blind Man He Could See, and there in the desert it's called Carry Me Away. Three Hat Trio from their great album Dark Desert Night. Now, I thought I'd played you this track before, but search as I can amongst the archives, I can't find this in any of my old track lists. And in any case, it's such a great song that I should play it again. Maz O'Connor from the album The Willowed Light with a beautiful song called London Lights. It was collected from the Scottish traveller from Aberdeen, Lizzie Higgins. And it is a song of seduction, the song of a girl who goes to the big city and ends up with a baby and is lost amongst the hostile streets of a huge city where nobody knows her and nobody will give her shelter. The general consensus is that it was originally perhaps a music hall song, which may well be, although in a lot of cases music hall songwriters nick their stuff off the streets anyway. Whatever, it is a beautiful song sung here by one of our finest young singers, Maz O'Connor.
See how those London lights are gleaming through the frost and falling snow. Sleep on my blue-eyed treasure. Your mother's got nowhere to go. It was. Those two blue eyes enticed me and drew me from my home. Oh, and how I long now to return there and wish that I had never.
Isn't that lovely? Maz O'Connor with the traditional song. Well, I reckon it's a traditional song nicked by the music hall, London Lights, and that's from the album This Willowed Light. Maz O'Connor, fine, fine singer. I think she's still on tour, but I'm not sure. If you do get a chance to see her anywhere, go and see her. Great singer of traditional songs and also a fine songwriter too. Very interesting young lady indeed. Now, Sam Kelly is, for my money, one of the finest singers on the scene at the present moment. Still a young lad, he's got a maturity beyond his years when it comes to his singing, his songwriting, and his choice of traditional songs. He's one of my favourite singers ever. And when I was in Portugal recently, I managed to drag him into a room and get me microphone and my recorder out and interview him for this show. You're going to hear him in a few minutes' time, but first of all, I'm going to play a track from his latest album, The Lost Boys. This is a cracking, cracking version of the traditional American song, Poor Wayfaring Stranger.
Jordan, my pathway is a rough and steep. The golden fields will lie before me where weary eyes no more will wait. I'm going home to see my father. I'm going home. Shall rest beneath the sword. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter in that home with God. I'm going.
Wayfaring Stranger from the Lost Boys album, Sam Kelly. Sam, I've been fascinated ever since the very first EP came from Changing Room, watching what you've been doing and where you came from. So just tell us a bit about you, because Norfolk boy living in Cornwall, speaking Cornish, Irish parentage somewhere back there.
Yeah, well, I've got a bit of a mixed heritage, kind of both musical and non-musical, really. My only musical influence as a child was my granddad on my mum's side, who was Irish. None of the rest of the family are musicians. My granddad and grandmother decided to move over from Ireland. They lived in Wicklow and decided to move over from Ireland to be closer to us. So they moved to a house that was about 15 minutes away from where we were. So we went over a lot all the time. And there was a point where both my parents were working, so I'd stay around my granddad's a lot at the weekend. And those are just some of my real purest, happiest childhood memories. He had a sort of a man cave in his garage of just weird Irish folk instruments. And I just straight away was just completely fascinated by it. And I think he could see that I was fascinated by it and absolutely loved that, you know. So would really try and fuel that, and it, you know, it from a kid's perspective, it let me stay up really late, and we'd just be, you know, it'd tell me stories and sing me songs, and I was just, you know, fascinated by the whole thing. And it is a cliche to say, but it definitely felt like catching a bug, and just never looked back.
What was your first instrument?
My first instrument was Bowron, actually, and melodeon. I learned to play those, yeah, when I was kind of 4 or 5 years old, and just, you know, I wasn't any good at them, but it's just that whole, there's a lot to be said, I think, as a kid for just holding an instrument and just getting your hands on it and just getting a feel for it. And obviously when you're that age, your brain is just a sponge for information, and a lot of the songs I learned when I was that age I just still can remember as if it was yesterday now. And it was a real kind of fascinating time, and I would have never had that opportunity if it wasn't from my granddad. So
when I brought you off stage last night, I did say, and I mean it sincerely, that one of the best songs of the last 10 years for me is that beautiful song, I'll Give You My Voice. Just talk us into that a little bit.
I mean, that song, My granddad died last year after being ill for quite a long time. He was ill for about 2 years. And just the nature of our family situation, I was the only one who was around and free, not working, to go and look after him. So for kind of the last 6 months of his life, I was just with him in the care home all the time. And the song came about sort of after that whole thing and having a conversation with Tanya about it, because at the time I was doing The Changing Room, because I think we were working on the first EP, and just having a chat with Tanya about what was going on, and it really inspired her to have this idea for a song, and then we just kind of worked on it together, and it was one of those songs where it really did just kind of write itself. You know, it was done in a very short time, and it's a real, for me, because I play it with both, you know, The Change Room and my own solo gigs, and we're recording it on my next solo album as well. And it's a real kind of cathartic moment in a gig to play it, usually at the end of a set. The amount of people that come up to me afterwards, you know, sometimes crying, it's just because it whatever it is about the song, it's something that everybody relates to, loss, but looking back on it in a positive way. And it's such a positive, lovely experience for me to be able to sing that at gigs and just share experiences with people about it after the show. So I'm glad it happened.
Just a young boy, too young to understand. You played your old melodeon to me. The movement of the bellows and the humming of the reed, the only words a man and small boy. As I grew up and you grew old, I loved to hear you play. At night time I would listen in the dark. Those melodies told stories that spoke straight to my heart. So many things I felt but couldn't say. So I'll give you my voice when your voice is gone. I'll replay your melodies and I'll sing your song. For you are my spirit, my future foretold. You gave me music, reached into my soul. You gave me music, you made me whole. And now we play together, sweet chords with their own string. Equality and harmony we found, united in our music and the rhythm of our lives. The age between us washed away by sound. So I'll give you my voice when your voice is gone. I'll replay your melodies and I'll sing your song. For you are my spirit, my future foretold. You gave me music, reached into my soul. So I'll give you my voice when your voice is gone. I'll replay your melodies and I'll sing your song. For you are my spirit, my future. future foretold. You gave me music, reached into my soul. You gave me music.
I'll give you my voice, Sam Kelly, from the album Behind the Lace, The Changing Room. Sam, I'm fascinated also by the fact that you've recorded songs like The Jolly Wagoner, which for me is a great classic and neglected. Do you think there's going to be a revival of some of those beautiful old songs that people thought, oh, it's old hat, you know, we can't sing that anymore?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, and Jolly Wagoner's I learnt from the singing of Walter Pardon, a folk singer from Norfolk, and he actually lived in the town, North Walsham, that my grandparents moved to when they came over to the UK. And I found out, you know, fairly recently that he used to sing in a pub in North Walsham that me and my friends used to go to try and get served when we were like 15, you know, and it was hard to imagine him singing in there, but I never got the chance to see him, but there's a lot of songs that I know and sing now that I learned from him, and Jolly Wagoner's is one of them. And I do hope that, you know, more people kind of rekindle these old songs, because certainly when I heard that song for the first time, it wasn't a case of me saying, as with all the traditional songs I play, it wasn't a case of me saying, oh, this is a traditional song, therefore I should do it, like, you know, therefore I should keep it alive or whatever. It was literally just the subject matter of the song I really felt an affinity with. You know, there's I know nothing about working on a wagon, you know, but it's the general message of the song, that feeling of having something in your life that's been a constant for as far as you can remember, having it just become redundant and, you know, fall by the wayside, which is something that everyone kind of relates to, and you kind of looking back on that. And just about feeling frustrated with the world moving on and seemingly leaving you behind, and like certainly in a political sense as well. And so it's these songs that were written, you know, hundreds of years ago, but still feel like they resonate now. And it must be part of the reason why they've survived so long. With folk music, they're just, and folk song, there was just something about the songs that just struck a chord with me much more than any other type of music. And it's kind of odd. I've thought about it a lot, just because growing up at school, like, none of my friends are into music, certainly not folk music. Ironically, a lot of them are now that I'm, you know, and they come to a lot of festivals and things like that, which is great. But there's something for me so fascinating and amazing about singing a song and thinking, you know, someone was singing this in a very similar environment, you know, 300-400 years ago, or, you know, whenever the song was written. Yeah, I just find it really fascinating.
Sing woe, me lad, sing woe, joy on, me lad, joy oh. Who wouldn't lead a life just like we jolly wagoners do? Wagoning deep go, I fill my poor old parents' hearts with sorrow, grief and woe. And many are the hardships that I have since gone through. Sing woe, me lad, sing woe, joy on, me lad, joy oh. Who wouldn't lead a life just like we jolly wagoners do? And when the rain is pelting down and soaks me to the skin, I'll bear it with contented hearts until I reach the inn. And then I'll sit a-drinking with the landlord and his kin. Sing woe, me lad, sing woe, joy on, me lad, joy oh. Who wouldn't lead a life just like we jolly wagoners do? And when the clouds of winter break and springtime comes along, the birds will fly from tree to tree, fill me with their song. And every lad will find a girl and dance
wagons few seen. The world's gone topsy-turvy, lad, it's all one big machine. It all passes before me, just like a morning dream. Sing woe, me lad, sing woe, drive on, me lads, oh, oh. Who wouldn't lead life just like we jolly wagoners do? Yes, things are greatly altered now, but then what can we do? When the folks in power pay no heed to the likes of me and you. It's hardship for us workmen, lads, and fortune for all of you. Sing woe, me lads, sing woe, drive on, me lads, I ho. Who wouldn't lead a life just like we jolly wagoners? We jolly wagoners do.
Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys with the Wagoners song there, and that's from the album simply called The Lost Boys. He's on at Settle on the 4th of December with the Changing Room, and then he comes back a couple of days later, I think about a week later, for the annual Christmas party at Settle Victoria Hall in the Yorkshire Dells. Now look, I know it's hard to get here from Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and from Australia, but there are buses and it's worth the trip. Sam Kelly will be there, like I say, at the Settle Victoria Hall on the 4th of December with Tanya Britton in the changing room, and then he'll be back with the Lost Boys a week after that. Rachel Sutcliffe is the Batley bass singer and harp player. Her dad and her grandfather were both folk musicians. She's a great singer. She plays for Leeds folk band The Heathen Kings, and she also has her own band, The Fireside Nights. From a little EP they did, simply called Fireside Nights, this is what I think is a beautiful version of the traditional song Across the Western Ocean.
Oh, the times were hard and the wages low. Amelia, where are you bound to? I'm bound away across the sea, across the Western Ocean.
Amelia, where you times were hard and the wages low. Amelia, where you bound to? I'm bound away across the sea, across the western ocean.
Fireside Nights, the lead vocals of Rachel Sutcliffe. And that's from an EP just called Fireside Nights, with a beautiful version there of Across the Western Ocean. Now, two of our finest singer-songwriters, Steve Tilston and Jez Lowe, have got together to make an album called The Janus Game. Some of you might remember that they were on tour, I think, over the last year, last sort of 6 or 7 months, on a joint show that they put together where they covered each other's songs and sang with each other. It was a great success. I saw them live and they were terrific. Well, the album, I think, is fabulous. It's called The Janus Game. Janus is the two-headed Roman god that looked both ways into the past and into the future. And it's where the word January comes from, being the beginning of the new year and the end of the old year. And Janus, of course, two heads. You've got two blokes together. Two heads are better than one. And I'm sure it's a play on that as well. Well, the album that they've produced is chock full of great songs. And I'm going to play you two of them. One now and one at the end of the programme. The one I'm going to play you now is called Mrs. Einstein. And looking on the sleeve notes, all it says is Mrs. Einstein. Credit where credit's due.
Mrs. Einstein last night. After a few, she turned the room. She said, I don't begrudge him all his success. It's just that I taught him all he knows. Who said behind every man a better woman stands? Whoever it was surely some lucky fella. Mrs. Einstein will tell you. On a cold street outside the theater last night, I met with Miss Hathaway. I could be bounded in a nutshell and counted a queen. That's all she had to say. Behind every man, a better woman stands. Whoever it was surely some lucky fella. That's what Mrs. Einstein will tell you.
Content to pick his bananas, rest on his laurels, pajamas made from Einstein would tell you.
a song about the many great women behind great historical characters, Mrs. Einstein from Steve Tilson and Jez Lowe's album, The Janus Game. And like I said, I'll play another track from that in a couple of minutes' time. Randy Newman is one of our finest singer-songwriters too, The Other Side of the Pond, as many of you all know. A tribute album on Sugar Hill Records came out in 2006. It's been on my shelf ever since then. I'm going to play a track from it now from Sonny Landreth. Sonny Landreth is described as the king of slidico. He plays zydeco music on a slide guitar. For those who are interested, he plays a Fender Stratocaster using 13 to 56 gauge strings, and he plays it through a Dumble amplifier. Dumble amplifiers are made by Alexander Howard Dumble of Los Angeles, California, and they can cost in excess of $70,000. Bit of information for all the guitar anoraks there listening. This is Sonny Landreth, the great king of zydeco, with Louisiana, 1927.
What has happened down here? Has the wind have changed? Clouds rolled in from the north and it started to rain. Rained real hard and it rained real long, my friend. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. The river rose all day, the river rose all night. The Plaquemines. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana, Louisiana. A shot they try to wash us away. A shot they try to wash us away. Louisiana, Louisiana. Well, they try.
The King of Slidico, Sonny Landreth, from the album Sail Away, the songs of Randy Newman with Louisiana 1927. Great, great song. Now, Michael Sheehy is a piano accordion player who comes from Manchester, and I've got a feeling that I've played with him in a couple of sessions over the years in places like the Jolly Angler and the Station in Didsbury. His dad, Mick Sheehy, was a great button box player who came from the Slieve Lucre area, which is that mountainous area where Cork and Kerry meet, and the music of that region is really, really distinct. Well, Mick Sheehy taught Michael loads and loads of great tunes, and what I love about this album I'm going to play you a track from now is that Michael Sheehy somehow manages to make the piano accordion sound like a really old-time button box, and I mean that as a compliment, because there's something about Michael's playing which just goes straight back and deep down into the heart and the roots of that tradition. I think it's really, really terrific. Have a listen yourself and see what you think. This is The Pure Drop, the real deal. A couple of tunes, Mick Sheehy's, named after Michael Sheehy's father, and The Gluntain. Second tune in particular rocks along there. Brilliant, lovely playing. Michael Sheehy from his album The Cat's Rambles, with a couple of tunes from the Slieve Lucre tradition, Mick Sheehy's and The Gluntain. And just simply on the cover alone, I would have bought this album, because Michael Sheehy, as well as being a great box player, is also a wonderful illustrator. There's a great cartoon, I suppose you'd call it, of a cat playing an accordion, striding across the ocean there, joining up the two worlds, I suppose, of the Slieve Lucre area, which is shown in green with a little cottage, and Manchester, which is a city full of buildings and with a skyscraper and a plane going over the top of it. Good stuff. I'm afraid you can't see the cover. Well, actually, I'll hold it up, and if you look very carefully into the speaker of your... No. Okay. Now, a couple of weeks back, I played a version of The Old Triangle from Jackie McCauley, which I said was written by Brendan Behan. Well, Stephen Martinez wrote to me to say, and I quote, "Just wanted to point out that Brendan Behan, my great uncle..." I'll repeat that. "Brendan Behan, my great uncle, did not write The Old Triangle and never claimed to. It was written by a friend of Brendan's, a man called Dickie Shannon. And although the play, The Queer Fella, made the song famous, Dickie deserves the credit for this wonderful song. I've been in touch with a member of Dickie's family, and I know it would mean a lot to them if he was credited." Well, not only do I stand completely corrected, but I think most of the folk music world stands corrected, because for many years now, for 40, 50 years perhaps, I've always attributed The Old Triangle to Brendan Behan. written in fact by Dickie Shannon. So thanks to Stephen Martinez for that, and I'm going to play you another version of the song now from one of my favourite a cappella groups ever, from the album Full Circle. This is Swan Arcade with The Old Triangle.
Oh,
that band to bits, absolutely do. Everything they did was just pure and absolute class, and that's a great version of The Old Triangle, a song not written by Brendan Behan, but by Dickie Shannon. So let's put that out across the world and let it be known. The Old Triangle there was recorded by Swan Arcade on an album called Full Circle on that great, great label, Fellside. Now, another track from the Janus Game, Steve Tilson and Jez Lowe, as I promised you, and this is called The Wagamoon. I'm going to read the sleeve notes here rather than pretend that I've made it all up. When the furnaces of the steelworks lit up the night sky over the town of Hartlepool, the local people called it the Wagamoon, the meaning of which has faded along with the industry itself. Isn't that a beautiful notion, that the light in the sky caused by the blast furnaces was like a kind of moonlight? But why Wagga? I don't know, because that's in Australia. Why does my mind work like that? Here's the Wagamoon.
Slept and saw the Wagamoon lighting up me dreaming, and I reached out to the warmth of the furnace fire gleaming in these eyes. But the Tommy shops were closed, now put dust on every counter, and the token in me hands weren't worth the weight in the water in these eyes. Wagamoon, you shone upon its contour like the moon. Why the moon, why the moon? You fled, then you faded much too soon. Seems like one long winter. On my last cold day, I hope there's a look from someone tender in these eyes, in these eyes. And the world outside my door rings with protests and bothers, but all the news I read seems sanitized for grandmas in these eyes, in these eyes. Wagamoo. This it will kill you. When the faces all around me, I see something so familiar in their eyes, in their eyes. I slept and saw the Wagamoon just as I remember, but it was only rich men dancing round the fire and kicking embers in these eyes, in these eyes. Wagamoon.
Wagamoon from Steve Tilson and Jez Lowe, their new album, The Janus Game. And a cracking album it is too. And I will play you another track from that in the weeks to come. Now, my in-car CD earworm music, which has never been off my CD player for the last couple of days, is the Dave Van Ronk album, Ragtime Jug Stompers. I love it to bits, as you might have noticed, because I played a couple of tunes from it in the previous weeks. I'm going to finish this show with his version of the Brecht Weil song from the Threepenny Opera, Mack the Knife. Bertolt Brecht set the Threepenny Opera in Soho, and it's about class and corruption and villainy, and the fact that, as Woody Guthrie said, some people rob you with a gun and some with a fountain pen.
Jackknife. 50 deer. Scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's McKee, dear? So there's not a trace of red on a sidewalk. Sunday morning lies a body once in life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone?
Lovely stuff. Just thinking about this show, it's gone from all over the place, from the hills of Cork and Kerry to the Berliner Ensemble there. You know, sometimes I even amaze myself. Thanks ever so much for listening. You've been a great crowd, and keep those letters coming in. Don't forget to go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. You'll find links through to every artist that's ever appeared on this show. You can also download 204 shows and stick them on your iPad, your iPhone, or whatever. And you can also donate to the programme should you so wish. What a lot of people are doing, which is really good, is sending like a quid a month or 2 quid a month via PayPal on a regular basis, and that keeps us afloat. I've got to pay, as I said before, a few more bills before Christmas. We will have a Christmas special, and what I might do next week, I was thinking, listening to that beautiful Maz O'Connor song, London Lights, I thought what I might do is do a show devoted entirely to songs about London. How about that then? Anyway, thanks again for listening. Don't forget to please spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Do look after yourselves, because sometimes things can be real rubbish. Ta-ta.